I am joined in studio by Braden Mabe. Braden Mabe is a member of the Bass County Charter football team. Not only does he play football, he plays basketball, soccer. You're a member of the SCA, and you said the Kidwin Club. Could you give me an idea of what that is?
Well, we go to I was in it a few years ago in elementary school, and we got to go to competitions. You build wind turbines.
I think then you went to Valley Elementary School, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So then I remember you when the governor was here. Were you part of that when they celebrated you guys, or were you part of that group?
My oldest brother, he was in that group.
Charles actually ran one of the experiments, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, so listen, I think we go back tangentially a couple different ways because Cade and Charles, all you guys, good to have you in studio. Thank you for being here, Braden. You're a member of this football team. You have been there when it was some of the 1-9, some of the rough goes. This season has been something special. I realize that Friday night did not go the way that you guys wanted. But, you know, talk about what this year's meant to you personally.
I mean, it's been great. I love playing with the boys on the football team. And it's just something. It's better to see what we used to have here from then to now, going 9-1.
You put in the work, you guys, you know, you got to get in the gym, you got to put in the weight room work, you got to put in the film study and everything. You know, what was something in the off season that you really wanted to work on to prepare yourself for this season?
I mean, just being, like, going to practice every day, not missing school practice, and paying attention to what our coaches say.
You are a big hitter. You are one of the leading tacklers for the last few years overall on the team. Always in the top two or three, it seems like, tackles per game. What's your favorite thing to do, like run stop or chase a quarterback?
That's a hard question. Probably run stop because, I mean, them have like a team having a good running back and you being able to stop them almost every play consistently feels pretty good.
And you talked about, you know, the time you guys spent together as a team with the boys. I mean, football, all sports, trips on the bus, those times when you're not maybe running and chasing, doing conditioning or whatnot, you know, for folks who maybe never played football or didn't play, you know, team sports or whatnot, talk about the camaraderie that comes with being together that much.
I mean, it's just having the feeling of, like, you got a bunch of kids, a bunch of boys having your back anytime you need something, and there's always somebody there to help you out.
This past week, Narrows has just been a thorn in the side of like the Pioneer District overall, but their team speed seemed like they were one of the faster teams you guys have played all year long. Talk about what it was like seeing their speed on the field.
They were definitely one of the faster teams we've played. And, I mean, I don't know what to say, really. We could have had a better game than what we had.
You guys have been down this road together. You know, when you come back into practice after a rough week, you know, how do you lock back in and make sure that your priorities are the week ahead and not looking backwards?
Well, you just kind of got to let it sit there over the weekend. And then once Monday comes, you got to be ready to go to that next game and be prepared.
Well, if you're just joining us, the voice you just heard of that of Braden Mabe, he's a football team. Basketball season's coming up, and he's going to be playing some soccer. He's a member of the SCA. What we're going to do at this time is we're going to hear a message from a sponsor, and we're going to hear a song, and we're going to be back on the other side of the break with Braden. We're going to have a good time, get him to talk about some of his academic experiences at BCHS, and get him out of here. He's actually out of electrical class now, which, you know, we were talking about off air before we get to that. This summer, you said you spent some time doing some construction work. How'd that go for you?
It was a good experience. I like learning stuff, like something new, and not just having a few things that I want to do. I like to have like a bigger variety of jobs for my future.
Right. Well, and you know, one of the things with young guys, you guys are in the gym, you're working out, whatnot, but construction work's a different set of muscles. I imagine that first week was a little rough on you.
Not really, because I've grown up working, okay, making my own money because just things. And I don't really go to the weight room at all or any. I work all the time, basically. So I'm used to doing labor, stuff like that.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to hear a message, and then we'll be back on the other side of the break. Stay tuned, Allegheny Mountain Radio. All right. That was Johnny Cash singing Trent Reznor's hit, Hurt. I am back in studio with Braden Mabe, and we got a correction to make. Braden, I'm trying to get you out of your parents' house entirely too soon. You are indeed a junior, not a senior, so sorry about that.
You're all right.
Well, it seems like you've just been making tackles for so long. It just seems like it's... I'm sure there's some Pioneer District quarterbacks and some coaches that are probably ready for you to graduate as well.
Probably.
School, academic life, and balancing it. You know, you've played three sports, you're part of clubs, and, you know, obviously the priority first is getting to class, you know, getting the work done. And talk about how you have balanced that.
It just takes being organized. I mean, there's sometimes I don't get tests done or homework done for some classes, but if you're organized, you can handle most of it.
And then in the summers, you know, you talked about, you know, you're working and you continuously work. I can look at you and I can tell you I have someone who started working at 15, know what it means to be a student athlete and working at the same time. So, you know, I imagine that there are some times when you maybe need a little nap or something, right?
Yeah, most definitely. It does get tiring and wears on your body a little bit, but you just got to keep going.
As far as the teachers and some of the folks who have, from your first days walking into BCHS to now, you know, who are some of the folks who kind of, whether it's kind of keeping you in line or just checking in on you, who are some of the folks who have really helped you get through this time?
Probably my history teacher, Mr. Bragg. He checked on me after last Friday after I got hurt my hip, and he was one of the few people that checked on me, and right. he's really there all the time for me.
That's what's up, man. I mean, it takes a community, so to speak. And, you know, it would be hard not to notice, you know, the level of excitement and everything. The last few weeks, I imagine this had to have felt so good for you guys, you know?
Oh, yeah, it feels great.
You know, knowing that you got the community behind you and whatnot. So, you know, when I think about, you know, this upcoming week and going into this game, you know, a couple more days of practice yet, have you guys been able to look at some film on Galax?
Yeah, Coach posted film up for us, and it's a good thing to do is to watch their film because you can find everybody that helps them out, like, is there good players and who we need to stop.
Well, last year we went down there to Galax, and that game was in basically a monsoon.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Have you ever played football or anything in any weather conditions like that before?
Yeah, I think the last time I actually played football in, like, a rainy condition was probably when I was in Little League.
Right. Yeah, that was a bit different for sure. Braden, sincerely, you have been a good sport. You know, I convinced you and told you this wouldn't be the worst day of your life. And I don't think it will be the worst day of your entire life, but it might be the worst day of your week. But what we'll do is try to get you out of here on some just fun, this or that question, something to just lighten the mood up. And I really appreciate you for being a good sport. Wish you nothing but the best through your journeys at BCHS. So with that said, I'm going to start with some this or that questions about school for you. English or math?
Math.
Science or history?
I don't know. Probably science.
That's a tough one for you. Let's think about this then. Animals or people?
Animals.
Yeah, we get that response. I wonder what it is with people. Photos or videos?
Videos.
Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
Pizza or Chinese food?
Chinese food.
Couple more. Let's go. Homework or classwork?
Classwork.
I almost knew where you were going with that. Geometry or algebra?
Algebra.
Prom or homecoming?
Prom.
All right, we're going to get you out of here on just a couple more. Let's see how we can make this as fun as possible. Here we go. Day or night?
Night.
You're night owl? All right, last one, most important question. Creamy peanut butter or crunchy?
Creamy.
I think crunchy peanut butter is something from my generation. Braden, sincerely, you've been a pleasure to interview. Thank you. We'll get this interview uploaded to the website on Allegheny Mountain Radio tomorrow. What we'll do in this time is get back to the show. Here's one from Chris Stapleton.